So just looking at Grand Rapids, about 72% of the city was born in the state of Michigan. That's higher than usual. Usually we see that number anywhere from 50 to 60% of that in-state of residence birthplace. When we're looking at those born in foreign nations, it's a little bit higher than the state average at more like 10%.
That's Wallet Hub researcher Jill Gonzalez, who says they parsed three categories according to census data across 501 of the largest cities in the United States.
One was ethnicity and race, two was language, and three was birthplace. So we parsed that out according to census data across over 500 of the largest U.S. cities.
So why does this matter? What's the impact of ethnic diversity on a city?
Well, typically, the more culturally diverse a city is, the more beneficial that is for state and local governments and for the economy. It really means that it's a faster-growing city, more business opportunities, more jobs, et cetera.
Ann Arbor ranks highest among Michigan cities, 168 out of the 501, and Livonia ranks lowest in Michigan, placing 469th. The most diverse city nationwide is Jersey City, New Jersey, and the least diverse is Parkersburg, West Virginia. Mariano Avila, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.